Thank you for listening to the Gateway to the Rockies podcast from Visit Aurora, from the Raptors of the Stanley Marketplace. This is the show dedicated to telling the stories of Aurora, Colorado. Hi there, I'm Dave, the Senior Marketing Manager for Visit Aurora. The members of the Aurora Gateway Rotary Club are comprised of business, professional, and community leaders that are using their skills and passions to make our community a better place. Today, I'm excited to be joined by one of its leaders, Michael Rush. How are you, Michael?
I'm doing well, David. Thanks so much for having me.
Mike, you have a really fun charity golf tournament coming up, and I want to get into all the nuts and bolts of that. But let's start with the foundation of the Rotary Club. 1905, Paul Harris forms the first Rotary Club in Chicago. What was the initial intention of Rotary Clubs, and how did that mission kind of evolve?
Yeah, so Paul originally started the Rotary Club to kind of bring together different people from diverse backgrounds in Chicago area, and people with, you know, owning their own businesses, involved in different lines of work. And he wanted to bring them together to create relationships while getting involved with their community and kind of giving back. And that's how he founded it.
How did you find yourself involved in the Rotary Club as a young professional?
Yeah, so it's kind of interesting. When I moved to Aurora in 2020, I wanted to get more involved with my community, but I was also taking on golf and I was trying to get more involved with golf and practice. And I showed up one day to Meadow Hills Golf Course here in Aurora, and I saw that they were actually hosting a tournament, a charity golf tournament. And I was like, okay, what better way to get involved with both at the same time? So I attended a meeting, and right away they just, you know, I started to build some relationships with some of the members and could tell that their heart was really in the community and that they had a passion for helping people. So right away I wanted to get involved with the golf tournament, and it kind of went from there.
It's amazing, that initial idea of, you know, hey, let's create a community of support for ourselves, that being the members of the Rotary Club, which then turns into how can we be a source of support for our community. How are organizations like the Rotary Club kind of uniquely positioned to assist in helping address some of these community needs?
Rotary is an international platform, and it has over, I think, 1.5 million members. So there are chapters just all across the world. And if you have any like passion to get involved with the project anywhere in the world, you can just call on these members to kind of bridge that gap and to introduce you to different people and to just make those connections to help you get things started. And then on a local level, there are so many different relationships that people already have and so many different connections that they already have that it's really, really easy to find somebody that knows the right person to get you connected.
It's kind of like the Avengers coming together. You have these people with a diverse skill set and backgrounds and networks and connection, and they can kind of use their superpowers to help uplift the community. Does the Rotary Club recruit specific people in specific realms to try to get their support on initiatives?
The Rotary Club doesn't recruit specific skill sets, but they are looking for people that are just dedicated to giving back, that are dedicated to kind of putting the community first. And then oftentimes that happens to be entrepreneurs, it happens to be people from all different backgrounds. You know, you could be W-2 employee, you could be an entrepreneur like myself with a business. And so that oftentimes just creates a unique group of people with different skill sets on its own. But the main thing is people that are dedicated to giving back in their community, people that are interested in philanthropy and just kind of donating their time and resources.
Where did that spark come from you? Like growing up, did you have a spirit of that community service? What was kind of your experience growing up? Where did this desire to help come from?
Honestly, it came from my oldest nephew. He had a rare blood disease that attacked like his kidneys and his white blood cells. And so growing up, I was very, very close with my nephew and helped to raise him. So I got involved with my sister in different nonprofits and different organizations across Colorado that were there to help the families of kids going through these rare diseases, and to help the kids and like provide experiences to those kids and families.
Rotary clubs are inherently apolitical. They're non-religious. People, though, generally are not. How do you navigate those waters? Is it difficult, or do members understand that those are areas that you just don't venture into?
I think members understand that it's not about that, you know, and that it's about the work that we're doing in the community, and that the ego portion of it kind of stays out. I mean, those conversations come up and people have their own opinions on them and their own views, but it's really not a focal point of the club at all.
That's a beautiful thing. We probably need more of that in our society when in a time when we're so divided, when we could actually come together for the common good of our community. That seems to be a lot more productive than yelling at each other on social media, as a lot of people tend to do.
Yeah, I completely agree. When you can have an open mind where you can hear somebody else's perspective and put yourself in their shoes and know that it's just from their experiences, I think that's essential.
There's a lot of notable projects and initiatives that the Aurora Gateway Rotary Club have undertaken in the community. I want to talk about the food pantries. How did those two food pantries come about, and how do those kind of work?
Yeah, so the food pantries were started by Sandy Rothman in our club, and he saw a need in his neighborhood and in the community for low-income families that needed food and that needed non-perishables, especially during the COVID time. Those needs shot up and they skyrocketed. So his idea was to create these little free pantry is what they're called. You can find more information on our website. And we do fundraising events at King Supers, and the different people that are coming to get their groceries will donate some non-perishable foods, or they'll donate cash to it. And it's awesome because it's a way that we can provide food to families in need and individuals in need.
It's a beautiful thing.
Yeah.
We also have an entire park thanks to the Rotary Club. What kind of undertaking was the General's Park project?
Yeah, so that was a combined effort between Aurora Gateway Rotary Club and Fitzsimmons Club. And it's right off of the Fitzsimmons Aurora campus. And they have these really neat interpretive panels of the 100-year history of Rotary and the city of Aurora.
So it's kind of like a walk through the history of both the organization and the city. It's a chance to kind of not only connect with nature, but a chance to connect with this amazing history of our city.
Yeah, absolutely.
The Aurora Gateway Rotary Club specifically supports education and youth development in Aurora, in part through your Scramble Golf Tournament at Saddle Rock Golf Course. This year's event is July 11th. Where did the idea of hosting a golf tournament come from?
Golf tournaments have just historically been a really great way for nonprofits and specifically Rotary to raise funds in their community.
Yeah.
So the club had done them for years and then kind of took a step back through COVID. And then we just picked them back up again in 2020 when I joined the club. And it's been something that I've been involved with, and I have a lot of fun because I get to golf and I get to meet other people that like to golf and get involved in their community.
And they have the means to support your initiatives and help raise money for scholarships, which is a beautiful thing. It's also a great opportunity to get together with friends and colleagues for fun time on the links, like you said. Does it get a little competitive?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Especially when the Aurora Public Schools students come,
oh, yeah,
their golf teams. Yeah. So in 2022, we had one of the members of the ladies golf team hit the hole in one, and she won $10,000. So she put that towards her tuition.
Basically. Did she actually get a hole in one?
She actually got a hole in one. Yeah.
Wow.
So, yeah, it was awesome. And those teams, they specifically get pretty competitive.
What an incredible thing to give out. Were the rest of the golfers kind of jealous of that, or were they in disbelief, or were you just thrilled that you were able to do that?
They were definitely in disbelief, but it was just everyone was so happy for her, so excited for her. Actually, there was a question of whether or not she was even going to be able to accept it, but
really,
but she was, and then she just really thoughtfully donated some of it back to us and back to the scholarship that we provide to Aurora Public Schools. So
that's incredible.
It was really neat.
Mike, what kind of golfer are you? How would you describe yourself?
Very much amateur. I like to cruise around in the golf cart, have some beers, and do my best, you know?
There are very few people out there that are very confident in their ability as golfers, right? I imagine it's one of those sports where you never quite feel you have a full handle on it, I imagine.
Yeah, I think one of the beautiful things why I love it so much is it relates to entrepreneurship quite a bit too. It's like,
yeah,
each hole, you got to like leave the failures where they're at, you know?
Okay.
Each hole is kind of a fresh start.
Interesting.
And you got to be able to just continue to push forward and have that confidence in the next hole and not be thinking about the past or the future. It's just kind of where you're at now.
I love that philosophy. That kind of applies to life, but I can see as an entrepreneur, like you can't affect the past anymore. You really don't have a whole lot of control over the future aside from doing the best you can strategically, and you kind of play the ball where it is.
Yeah, no, you're right. It is for life in general. I love the sport, so.
It's all for a great cause. How do you go about selecting recipients for the scholarships that are funded by the golf tournament?
Yeah, so there's a panel of us that we accept applications, and we take a really long time to kind of read through those, read through the history that the student has gone through, their different accolades, their volunteer service, all of these different things. And oftentimes the applicants are from just lower socioeconomic statuses, you know, but they're very, very bright, and they're just putting so much effort into their future and into their higher education. So it's a panel, and we vote on it in combination with Aurora Public Schools Foundation, and then they select the recipients.
Can you talk a little bit about the impact of the scholarships provided by the tournament? I believe you gave out 6 last year.
Yeah, so we gave out 6 last year. The year before that, I think it was 3 or 4. So it's growing.
Nice.
We're starting to get some momentum in Aurora Public Schools, and they're a lot of help too, kind of getting us involved in different events and different career fairs, things like that with the kids, because we have a couple other things that are great for younger kids as well. RILA, which is a youth leadership camp that we do as well in Rotary. So they're just really kind of getting us more involved with some of these kids so that we can just get the word out there about the scholarships.
I mean, you have exceptional students out there that may be financially just out of reach from getting to college and excelling and pursuing their dream. And now you're helping to provide a bridge for some of those students. That's got to feel very affirming in the work of the Rotary Club, and I can't imagine the scale you want to take that to.
Yeah, we would love to scale it. It's awesome. It's so incredible to see the face of the students and their families when they get awarded the scholarship. So we would love to expand it.
So, Michael, in what ways can individuals or businesses in the community get involved or support the Aurora Gateway Rotary Club's efforts, particularly in relation to the tournament?
Yeah, thank you so much. So if you go to the URL birdies.com/Aurora Gateway Rotary, you'll see all of the information about the tournament. There are sponsorship opportunities for our local businesses that might want to promote their business. We have signage at the event. We have online placement as well, and we'll have it on physical marketing pieces, but it's a great way to promote your business or organization. And then if you want to get involved as a golfer, we would love to have you as well. We have single tickets, we have foursomes, whatever you'd like. It's at Saddle Rock Golf Course. It's going to be an 8 a.m. start time on July 11th, and it's going to be a blast.
Why did you guys select Saddle Rock Golf Course? It's such a beautiful, picturesque place. Was that a specific strategic decision?
So they had closed off acceptance for outside tournaments, and they only had a certain amount of people grandfathered in. And we got a unique opportunity to step it up and go to Saddle Rock Golf Course, and we just thought we had to jump on it. So, because it's a gorgeous course, it's definitely difficult, and we thought it would just kind of attract, you know, some of the better golfers and a different crowd. So
give us a peek behind the curtain a little bit. What are some of the challenges the Rotary Club faces when it comes to organizing and executing the golf tournament every year? I imagine there's a lot of moving parts.
Yeah, there definitely are a lot of moving parts. And you have different people in the club that chair these events. And so that changes each year or every couple of years to get different people involved, get a unique perspective on things. And so when it comes to who's technologically diverse, who knows their way around technology, things like that, there can be some growing pains, but that's also part of the fun, right? So something that I'm doing this year is kind of introducing project management into it so that we can have different steps that are just repeatable. So in the years to come, we can just kind of duplicate the past project and then add unique flair to it as new ideas come in.
Looking ahead, what are the future goals and aspirations of the Aurora Gateway Rotary Club, both in terms of the golf tournament and more broadly in the community overall?
One of the main things that we want to do is continue to ride on this momentum that we're having with the golf tournament and just get more donors and get to the point where we can have more than 72 golfers in the tournament so that we can raise more money. Because then we'll be able to eventually provide full ride scholarships, which would really be incredible for us to do that in our community and provide more of them.
Mike, I want to pivot just for a second. In your day-to-day, you're a realtor. Can you give us your overview of the real estate market now, particularly in Aurora? Should we have cause to be optimistic? I'm trying to tunnel in on some of your insight.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, whatever you're into, if you plug into the news, it's the constant negativity,
yeah,
right? So I think it's important to have a guide in whatever you're looking for, especially if you're looking for a home that really plugs into the stats, really knows what they're talking about, and can kind of like calm all of that noise that's around you. And as far as the real estate market goes, you know, interest rates historically are really not that high right now. Plus, we've been having affordability issues, so it's been kind of calming the market and pushing prices just slightly down, which I think we needed after that huge surge that we saw in 22 and 23, right? Inventory is still low on the grand scheme of things. So it's not like there's a bubble or there's some huge crash that's coming like we saw in 08, because inventory is still low locally and on a national scale. And as far as interest rates go, they rose, and the basically the government was trying to kill demand, right? Because
right.
we had too many dollars chasing too few of goods. That's what inflation is. So they're trying to slow the market, slow things down, and they successfully did that. Now that inflation seems like it's under control, or at least we're headed towards better days, I think interest rates will most likely come down slightly. We'll see what the Fed decides to do at their meeting at the end of May.
We know how expensive housing is in Denver, but Aurora seems to have a specific opportunity. It's only about 53% developed, with, I think, some intelligent development happening, some thoughtful development happening. Aurora is kind of specifically positioned as a great opportunity market, I imagine.
Oh, absolutely. Aurora, there's so much room to grow as we go east. And Aurora is just one of the most diverse communities in the entire nation. So I think there's nothing but opportunity there, especially as a lot of these new developments start to get closer to DIA, Denver International Airport, and kind of spread out east. I think there's a lot of opportunity, and hopefully more opportunity for affordable housing as well.
If you want to buy an affordable house, go to MikeRush.com. We're not here to promote that necessarily, but MikeRush.com, right?
Thank you. Thank you.
Don't miss the Rotary Club of Aurora Gateway's 2024 Scholarship Scramble Golf Tournament. That's July 11th at Saddle Rock Golf Course. Proceeds fund college scholarships through the Aurora Public Schools Foundation. You can learn more now at birdease.com/Aurora Gateway Rotary. Mike, thank you so much for your time today.
Dave, I really appreciate you having me on. Thank you so much.
Anytime. We'd love to have you to come on to talk about all the future initiatives of the Rotary Club as well.
I would love to. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to the Gateway to the Rockies podcast. Visit Aurora is the official destination marketing organization for the city of Aurora, Colorado, and acts as the primary liaison between meeting planners and hotel partners. As Aurora's convention and visitors bureau, Visit Aurora's mission is grounded in showcasing Aurora as a premier destination for meetings, business, and leisure travel. Visit Aurora represents more than 75+ hotel properties with 13,500+ guest rooms and more than 1 million square feet of meeting space, including Colorado's largest resort, Gaylord Rockies Resort and Convention Center. As Colorado's third largest city, Aurora is located minutes away from Denver International Airport and showcases mountain views, memorable meeting spaces, and 250+ international eateries that offer a unique experience for each and every visitor. As the Gateway to the Rockies, Visit Aurora's role in the local community goes beyond marketing the city as a destination. The Visit Aurora team is here to assist you with your Colorado visit, from facilitating your meeting, event, or convention to helping you discover local flavor and attractions. Go beyond the boardroom in Aurora, Colorado. For more, visit us at visitaurora.com.